Arizona lawmakers just passed a law that would allow business owners to refuse service to gays, lesbians, and others on religious grounds. It hasn't been signed into law yet by Governor Jan Brewer, and now it's getting national attention.
Both of Arizona's Republican senators, John McCain and Jeff Flake, have publicly come out against the bill. There have been several protests outside Arizona's state capitol, and some of Arizona's business leaders have written a letter to the governor asking her also to veto that bill.
Three of the Republican state lawmakers who voted for the bill have now reversed position and asked Governor Brewer to veto the bill. Seven other states have floated similar bills recently. Here to explain what the national uproar over the bill could mean politically is Kimmy King, Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of North Texas. Kimmy, welcome to the show.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing okay. Thanks for joining us. Well, I want to start with the bill itself that's sitting on Governor Brewer's desk. What do you see as being most significant about it?
Well, what is striking is that it is part of the next wave in this patchwork of litigation that we're going to continue to see about LGBT rights and religious freedom. And that's what makes it so striking. Understand that this is not something that has come just out of Arizona. A Kansas bill has stalled. South Dakota has a measure. Tennessee, Alabama, Idaho, Mississippi, Kentucky all have measures it put forward that would essentially do the same thing that the Arizona bill is doing. So this is just the next wave in litigation that's going to go on about religious freedom and LGBT rights.
Now, the argument behind this bill is that it expands religious freedom, as you were just saying. If you can take us back to the origin of the bill, why did advocates say it was necessary?
Well, understand that the reason why it's being claimed as targeting the LGBT population is because it prohibits, without a compelling government interest, government from interfering with persons who are acting in line with their religious beliefs. What does all of that mean? That is just a fancy way of saying that the government can't come in and punish you in some way for refusing to serve someone because of your religious beliefs. And so that's why LGBT populations can claim it's targeting LGBT groups, and that's why conservatives can claim, well, it's a neutral bill. Everyone understands what the practical impact of this kind of bill and what it would mean, that you could refuse to serve someone because you don't like their lifestyle.
It's interesting. There's been a range of description surrounding the bill. We've seen it framed as an anti-gay bill, and we've also seen it framed as a religious freedom bill. So I guess, where is the seesaw turning right now?
Welcome to American politics, and why everyone wants issue framing is everything. How you frame what you're putting forward is the key way in which you win those moderate voters, those folks who are in the middle, over to your side. And the reason why I think, and I would predict, that Brewer will veto the bill is she is going to say that it's anti-business. The harm that it will do to Arizona in terms of the economy is what she is going to focus in on. She's been a very strong fiscal conservative. The Arizona lost $140 million immediately after their 2010 bill on immigration. If you look at LGBT spending power, for example, in 2012, it is estimated alone that LGBT individuals and you know, just what their economic buying power is something around, you see statistics that range from $743 billion to $790 billion. And within the next 2 years, that may go up to $830 billion. A boycott of Arizona economically will harm that state's interests. And so she's going to frame it as a business bill.
And critics of the bill have said already that it could cause lawsuits, could cost the state jobs, just like you're talking about. We've already seen pushback from companies like Apple and American Airlines, possibly the NFL, which is planning at this point to host the Super Bowl there next year. Can you tease out a little more how that will play out, the tangle between business and the bill?
Absolutely. And there's definitely going to be business backlash. Recall that Arizona lost the Super Bowl. It was moved from Tempe in 1993 because that state refused to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday. And so they already have experience with that pushback. There will be lawsuits, but, you know, they're going to be lawsuits no matter what the case. I mean, keep in mind that religious freedom groups have pointed out that there's been a New Mexico ruling that a photographer who refused to document a same-sex commitment ceremony violated that state's anti-discrimination law. The Washington State Attorney General has filed a consumer protection suit against a florist who declined to provide flowers for a same-sex marriage. I mean, there are a series of these cases that are out there. We're going to continue to see litigation even if the bill goes down. Kansas had a similar measure. It stalled. Why? Their state legislature doesn't want an expensive court battle, and it's going to be an extensive court, a really expensive court battle.
Well, there has been a big spotlight on this bill from the national stage, including outrage from some people. What does all the scrutiny say, do you think, about where we are right now in our perception of the LGBT population and the gay rights movement in general?
The fact of the matter is political scientists, sociologists, everyone around the world has watched as within the last decade the issue over LGBT rights have changed substantially. No one, and I mean no one, could have predicted 2 decades ago that we would be where we are right now. Even Mitt Romney, by the way, has just in the last few hours come out against the Arizona bill and told Brewer to veto it. I mean, that's an indication of why things have changed. And it's really because it's coming from within the population in general. Remember that the latest public opinion polls are showing that 56% of Americans support gay marriage. That number a decade ago was somewhere around 35 to 40%. It has changed substantially.
So you said that this is sort of one in a passel of legislation that's similar that's going on around the nation right now. If this bill goes down, if Governor Brewer vetoes it, what does it say about the prospects for that other legislation that's sitting out there?
It means that those other states and those that have measures in place, especially I think it'll be interesting because the Arizona bill is more like Alabama, Idaho, Mississippi's, or Kentucky's, because they really are taking the angle of religious freedom. And that really has been the angle that they're taking on this. And what we really need to watch for in terms of the litigation is that the Supreme Court's going to be hearing oral arguments in something sort of related. It's in the Affordable Care Act. It's called the Conestoga Wood case. And you might also know it as the Hobby Lobby cases. But there, businesses that have religious preferences have said that they do not want to fund the Affordable Care Act health insurance for persons that seek birth control. So that, too, is being tied into the religious freedom component. So when the court's decision comes down on that, depending on which way the court goes, I think you may see states more willing to take up the litigation battle if they think they have a chance.
And given all this attention, what do you think is going through Governor Jan Brewer's mind as she's deciding whether to veto this bill or sign it into law right now? She's got till Friday.
I think she's thinking, how did I come home from the National Governors Association and land in such a storm? I think that she, you know, one of the things to keep in mind is that Arizona has limits on an incumbent being able to run again. Although Brewer has said herself, she was initially appointed in 2009. It's not clear the term limit provisions of Arizona. She might challenge those. She's indicated she might. I don't think she will, but she's kind of grumbled that way. I think she's weighing all of that. She has been someone, if you look back over her veto record, she is willing to veto things that are against business interests, and she's also made political compromises, like in the case of Medicaid expansion. I mean, she really went after Obama and the Affordable Care Act, but when she stepped back and did the math on what would happen with Arizona's Medicaid programs if she did not participate, she said, I've got to do what's good for business. And even though it got her nailed by hardline conservatives and members of the Tea Party, she was willing to hold tough on it. So that's why, again, I think that she's going to weigh it heavily. She's going to say she supports religious freedom. She certainly understands it, but this is bad for business and bad for Arizona, and that's how she's going to get out of it.
All right. Well, all eyes on Arizona. Thank you, Kimmy, for joining us.
You betcha, anytime. And don't forget, support public radio.
All right. We like that message, too. Kimmy King joining us there, associate professor of political science at the University of North Texas.